That old Heinz ketchup commercial, anticipation, it's making me wait. A drop of ketchup hung on the rim of the bottle, waiting to drop as the old song played in the background. The point of the commercial was the waiting would be worth it. I think it was Tom Petty who sang, "The waiting is the hardest part." And maybe another familiar saying which you might know is, "Good things come to those that wait." Maybe you remember one or all of these, but the point is true. Waiting is difficult, but often the reward for waiting is awesome. So one of the difficult aspects of being a follower of Jesus is the delayed reward or blessing. Sometimes we don't receive an immediate reward for doing good. Maybe the reward we receive will not even be in this lifetime. The reward which we receive may not be received until we get to heaven. And we've heard this preached many times. We've heard the reward which we will receive will be worth the wait. But sometimes that's difficult to believe. Yet this is exactly what the disciples of Jesus are called to do. We find in the book of Hebrews how the Old Testament saints waited on a promise that they didn't receive while they walked upon the earth. Hebrews 11:13 says, "These all died in the faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth." What do we find about these heroes of the faith? They died not having received the promises. But they believed the promises were true, even though they knew the reception of the promises was far in the future. They embraced and confessed these promises, knowing that this earth was not the place of the real reward. They knew they were only temporary citizens on this earth. They worked and waited on the blessings of God. You know, we need to have the same kind of faith as they. We need to believe the promises are coming. We need to walk in them as they are already fulfilled. We need to walk as if we already have the promises, even though we know that their reception will be in the future. We also see that they grasped these promises as if they already had them. They were fully confident, even though they couldn't grasp a hold of them completely. A belief in the faithfulness of God to His promises is what kept them pressing on. And that will keep us pressing on also. I know it's easy to get discouraged in our walk, wondering when the blessings of God might be coming our way. But don't be discouraged. God will be faithful to His promises. Keep walking in the faith. Today I heard a podcast talking about the love of God. And on that podcast, it said, "It is the love of God which encourages us that God will be faithful to His promises. Since God loves us, we can know that He will be faithful to His promises." So grab a hold of that today. Believe that those promises are already fulfilled, but just not yet. You have them, or you will have them, but they're not in your presence just yet. Just keep believing that they're going to be true. Lord, I know that sometimes it's difficult to walk in faith. I know it can be difficult because the reward for us as believers is delayed until eternity. I pray that your people would see that your promises are as good as fulfilled, but they just can't grab a hold of them yet. Encourage your people to believe, like the saints of old, that they will receive the promises. Just not yet. Help us to trust you with our whole heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good week. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.